Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Welcome to the job interview experience. As I've shared before, I'm a past executive recruiter and search firm owner. I get to interview some of the top performers in the world, along with the clients that hired them. I've been a director of talent acquisition at a couple companies. I've interviewed thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I've interviewed construction workers. I've interviewed people for the C-suite, directors, managers, marketing people, physicians, nurses, everything. I've done a lot. Well, not everything, but most of it. And through all of these interviews, I've started to notice patterns. Of course, good patterns and bad patterns. And my real world experience is what creates the Job Interview Experience podcast. It's why I'm able to give you insight that works on the podcast. And it's helped thousands of job seekers, probably more than that, tens or hundreds of thousands of job seekers around the world. From what I've observed, there are different interview styles, different interview vibes that people bring to the table. Some of them are good and some of them are bad. And I've made a list so we can have a little bit of fun today of the different styles I've observed that have stood out to me and things to avoid with these styles. Typically, adopting different aspects of each style is what will help round out your interview. These styles do not encompass everybody. And some people, probably you, show up and you're yourself and the company likes you. And I think that's actually really good. But some people definitely show up with a certain style. I'm going to go over those today so you can learn from what works, what doesn't work. And my hope is pinpoint some things that you do that maybe stand out a little bit in not such a good way, or maybe that stand out as the type of person that aligns best with your role. Through my experience of interviewing so many people, helping companies succeed and hire, the job interview experience is designed to help you get a better job faster. So we're going to explore different interview styles, common mistakes, what works, what doesn't, and much more. So whether you are a seasoned professional or just starting in your career, your journey, this episode I've packed with insights to help you succeed. Let's start by talking about these interview styles. Everyone has a unique approach, as I mentioned, to interviews. It's important to identify your style and what suits your personality and strengths while aligning with the company culture and the culture of the role. For instance, a salesperson is typically going to act much different in their interview than an accountant. That is due to personality types, but also the type of information they handle and deal with. A salesperson is going to be typically more outgoing, engaging in conversation. They're going to tell some stories, have some fun during their interview. I've interviewed a lot of accounting type people, whether it be a CFO, a controller, accountant one, two, and they are much more focused on accurate answers. I have seen much longer pauses from accountants during interviews as they want to gather and produce an accurate, usually succinct answer. We're not talking about different job titles. We're talking about different types and vibes. So here we go. We're going to dig into this. This doesn't just have to do with sales or accounting. I was just using that as a warm-up example. First up, I call the professional. This style is all about showcasing your experience, your expertise, and qualifications. This person is polished and more formal when they show up, much more likely to wear a suit, maybe even a tie to an interview that may not require it. So they're going to dress in more formal business attire. This person is going to focus on maintaining a calm and composed demeanor. They're going to sit up upright, maybe a little too upright, and focus on providing detailed answers to questions backed by specific examples. They tend to highlight their achievements and how they align with the job requirements, which are all very good things. While this style exudes confidence and reliability, a common mistake is coming across as too rigid or rehearsed. You can tell that this person has kind of switched into professional mode. it's like they flip a switch, right? And you can tell that when they walk the doors, they're going to unflip the switch, and that's probably more of their personality, more of the human comes out. To avoid this, remember to let your personality shine through. Show genuine interest and enthusiasm for the role, and don't be too rigid on, I can do this, you need this type of a conversation. Speaking of conversations, the next interview vibe is the conversationalist. This style is more relaxed and focused on building rapport with the interviewer. Conversationalists typically engage in a more friendly and informal dialogue, more relaxed, more of a conversation. They will ask questions throughout the interview and show a lot of interest and curiosity. They're going to share personal stories and experiences that relate to the job and aim to make a memorable impression through their interpersonal skills, their presence. This conversationalist can create a positive and lasting impression. They usually do. They're likable. Their likability score is usually very high, but be cautious not to get too casual if this is you. Avoid discussing topics that are too personal or irrelevant to the job, and ensure that you cover the key points about your qualifications and experience. Don't just tell stories. This type of person might lean a little bit too much on the good vibe rather than core evidence of what they can do. They also might not showcase their professionalism that they would need to demonstrate to the company's clients. So how you act during your interview is also how you may act during clients. So maybe your company, the company that you're interviewing at, is more relaxed. You kind of fit the vibe, but maybe your clients that you serve are in a really uptight industry. So they will see the way that you behave is not aligning with how clients want people to interact with them. The conversationalist also tends to talk too much and too long. Their answers get long-winded and people start to lose track of what the story is even about. And when the stories get long, it's usually people forget to hit the nail on the head at the end and discuss how they can help, right? What's the actual answer to the question? What's the solution to the problem? Next up is the analytical thinker. And maybe this goes back to the accountant type I was talking about. This approach is ideal for roles that require more problem solving, critical thinking. Analytical thinkers focus on logic and data-driven responses, even to the point of making a mistake, where you won't give an answer of how you did something, you give an answer of how something should be done. They like to break down their thought process when answering questions, which is something I really like. They use structured frameworks to address situational and behavioral questions. They also demonstrate their ability to handle complex challenges, which is good, especially if it aligns to the type of role that they're interviewing for. While this method showcases your intellect and problem-solving skills, a potential pitfall is coming across too detached or impersonal. So balance your analytical responses with some emotional intelligence by showing empathy and understanding during your interview. This is a good time to break and share that I am doing one-on-one interview coaching. We can meet and talk about your resume. A lot of times we do mock interview. So I will create a list of questions, especially if you send me the job description of the job that you're targeting or interviewing for. I'll create questions that align with that. We will work through best practices and improve them. I can talk about this all day long, but what you should do is go and read the dozens of reviews. On jobinterviewexperience.com, these are all from real people who have done one-on-one interview coaching with me and the outcome for them. Many of them get jobs. Many of them score the job that we're talking about. For some of them, it's not that they're currently interviewing for a job, it's that they're not getting interviews. I help solve that problem. That's a big focus. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com and look for the one-on-one interview coaching tab. You can select the amount of time you want to meet for, so you can align that with your budget. Then you get to look at my calendar and pick a spot that works for you. When I'm available and you're available, you book the time, pay, and then we meet for that amount of time. Works really great. People are super happy with it. I'm getting a lot of repeat customers where we meet once and then maybe they book for the next day or a couple days later because they realize how impactful it's been, how it's changed their thought process. Jobinterviewexperience.com. The link is in this episode's description. While you're there, sign up for the weekly newsletter that I've created. People really enjoy it. Thank you, everyone, for the feedback you've given on that. Let's dig back into interview styles. Next up is the storyteller. The storyteller uses narratives to illustrate qualifications and experience. Storytellers like to share anecdotes that highlight their skills and accomplishments. Very often they will use the STAR method, situation, task, action, result, to structure their answers. I also really like this. You don't have to be asked a STAR question or be told it's a STAR question to use a STAR response. It's good to get ahead of the curve and use it. They make their stories relatable and engaging, which is the only reason to tell a story, and connect their experiences to the role in the company culture. This style can be very engaging and memorable. I still remember storytellers and the stories they've told me during interviews. Some of those stories are stories that they should not have told. Make sure your stories are concise and relevant. Again, avoid rambling and including unnecessary details that can distract from you and your main points. Next up is maybe the opposite of a couple of these, definitely the opposite of the storyteller, which is the listener. This style focuses on understanding the company and role deeply before answering questions. They pay close attention to the interviewer's questions and comments. I often see they repeat the question back at the beginning or end of their response to make sure that the interviewer understands that they understood the question and connect the dots. This type also takes their time to formulate thoughtful responses and ask clarifying questions to ensure they understand the interviewer's expectations or understand the right way to answer the question. They listen, they are keyed in on detail. Also, they tailor their answers to address the specific needs of the company. This approach and being a good listener during your interview is really important. So you sometimes can, if you listen well, this style often understands the question behind the question, the true meaning of the question. It demonstrates your attentiveness and willingness to adapt, but be mindful not to appear too passive. Show initiative and confidence in your responses to balance your listening skills. If this is your style, you can add more to the response every once in a while than what is asked. So you might be asked a certain question. Can you tell us about a situation? You can tell the situation, then you can tell what you learned from the situation, what the outcome of the situation was for the STAR method, what the result of your involvement in the situation was. So you don't have to stick 100% strictly to answering the exact question then being done. You can help liven up and enrich your candidacy by using better answers. Next, this is my favorite, by far my favorite. I probably smile ear to ear every time I interview someone like this. The overconfident applicant. This candidate is really happy to be there and thinks they can win any interview, often appearing too relaxed. Overconfident candidates typically display a high level of self-assurance, sometimes bordering on some arrogance. They take a very relaxed approach to the interview, possibly undermining its seriousness with this type. When I've been walking to the conference room with this type, they'll stop and like say hi to somebody or like that, even if they don't know them, they stop and like make a comment like, hey, cool hoodie. Or they'll stop and be like, oh, like this artwork's really good. Is this a Rothko or whatever? If you're tired of copy and pasting your resume information into every job application, wasting 10, 20 minutes applying for each role, you can save a ton of time, apply to more roles, and use a resume template that works with applicant tracking system and plugs all of your information. Dates worked, job titles, company name, experience, all of that. You can purchase that ATS-friendly resume template that I created and tested at jobinterviewexperience.com. If you need to nail an interview, don't waste an opportunity with answers that don't connect and hurt your candidacy. I offer one-on-one interview training, mock interviews, career strategy, resume work, and more. You can book a session for 30, 45, or 60 minutes at jobinterviewexperience.com and receive the same impact and insight that is making a huge difference for job seekers just like you who use my interview and career training. Finally, my weekly newsletter goes beyond the podcast with short video content, best practices, industry updates on job openings in the playing field, links to top resources, and more. My newsletter has quickly become a top resource for job seekers that want to get hands-on and fast track their careers. Just like everything else, you go to jobinterviewexperience.com, enter your email address for the weekly newsletter. It's free and it's your partner for navigating the job search and fast tracking your career. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com for everything I just talked about. They feel like they're at home in your office. Mi casa es tu casa, or tu casa es mi casa. They might assume that they know more than they do about the role of the company. They show up feeling like they've got it. They know what to do, what they know, everything that's going on. They also tend to downplay the importance of preparation. While confidence is great, and it's a great asset, and these people can be really likable and a lot of fun, being overconfident can be detrimental. It can lead to being underprepared, missing out on key details about the role, or coming off as dismissive or disrespectful. So balance your confidence with humility and thorough preparation. Balance your confidence with some quietness. You can ramp up to a certain level. You can ramp up your confidence, your enthusiasm for being there throughout the interview. But don't start off as a 10. Don't start off as an 8 or even a 7 or 6. Start off as like a 5 and build rapport. Read the body language of the other person. Next up is the where am I candidate. This applicant doesn't know much about the job, doesn't understand how their skills connect that well. They want the company to tell them. It's like a deer in the headlights when asked what they know about the company or the role. They will either admit openly, like, hey, I don't really know much. You invited me to the interview. Or they will fumble their way through it and hope that at some point their answer clicks something important. They typically show up without a clear understanding of the job description or company. For some reason, I've seen this type of person usually shows up a couple minutes late. They struggle to articulate how their skills and experience relate to the role because they don't know how their skills and experience relate to the role. They provide vague or irrelevant answers to questions about the company. They often ask questions that they shouldn't be asking during the interview to gain insight and clarity into the role itself. They appear unprepared and overwhelmed during the interview. It's just how it is, but they think showing up is 99% of it, right? We've been taught that. That's like the whole thing is showing up is 99% of winning or whatever it is. It's not. You have to do more than show up. This approach can seriously hinder your chances of landing the job. To avoid this, obviously make sure to do thorough research and preparation. Review the job description, understand the company's mission, values, think about how your skills and experience align with the role. What's important for this is tracking the jobs you apply to. I think it's best to make a folder in your email inbox and just drag any thank you for applying email that you receive into that folder. And then if you receive a phone call is really bad for these candidates. If you receive a phone call out of the blue for an interview, you can at least quickly find that company in your mailbox and look it up really quick, even while you're on the interview. That's kind of where it's like the deer in the headlights for this type of candidate. Practice answering commonly interview questions to help build your confidence and clarity. And just invest time. If you don't know anything about the company, if you don't know what they do, if you can't remember applying, you're going to have a hard time getting the role unless your skills are like amazing and no one else applied. The next applicant type is the I want to speak to the manager candidate. This candidate gives off a vibe that these interviews are a waste of their time, believing that big things will happen if they can just speak with a manager, a leader, or owner of the business. These candidates typically imply that they're overqualified for the current interview and should be speaking with someone more important. They often drop hints that they are too experienced or skilled for the role being discussed, so that they can do even more than this. They may come across as dismissive or impatient with the interview process, like this is a waste of their time because they've already got it in the bag. This type seems to believe that bypassing the usual interview steps will fast track their application. Like, if I can just talk to the owner, you guys will hire me. But these recruiters, whoever I'm talking to, these hiring managers, this is kind of a waste of everyone's time. While ambition and confidence in your abilities are a valuable trait, this attitude can be, of course, really off-putting. It can come across as arrogant, disrespectful to the interview process and the people involved. Respect the interview stages and demonstrate your qualifications and fit for the role by going through the proper channels. following the right steps. If they make time for you, you can make time for them. Next up is the overly scripted candidate. This candidate has clearly planned everything to say, leaving the interview void of any personality. They often stick rigidly to prepared responses and lack spontaneity. They provide answers that sound rehearsed and impersonal and struggle to engage in natural conversation with the interviewer. Might come across as more of a hostage reading a script than a change maker. The hostage saying, I'm alive, I'm here, I am okay, versus someone who can naturally have conversation, talk about the impact they can have on the role. Well, preparation is super important. Over-reliance on scripts can make you seem robotic and disconnected. It's important to practice your answers, but also stay flexible and authentic during the job interview. Things can change. Things can come up that you can't prepare for. That's when your authenticity and your people skills count the most. Allow your personality to shine through and engage in genuine conversation. The people that interview you will like that. So let's talk about some common interview mistakes. We've covered different interview styles. These are mistakes to avoid overall during interviews. Of course, lack of preparation, failing to research the company and role can leave you underprepared to answer key questions or demonstrate your fit for the position. Review the company's website, recent news, and the job description. I have episodes about this that dig into way more detail. Don't be overly rehearsed. While practicing is important, overly rehearsed answers can sound robotic and insincere, so aim for natural delivery that allows for some spontaneity. Don't speak negatively about or poorly about past employers or colleagues. This reflects badly on you. Focus on positive experience, what you've learned from any challenges. Avoid the mistake of not asking any questions. An interview is a two-way street. Not asking questions can signal a lack of interest or preparation. Prepare a short list of thoughtful questions about the role, the team, the company culture. Don't focus too much on yourself. It's important to highlight your skills and achievements. Also, emphasize how you can contribute to the company's success and meet their needs. This is basically all I talk about in the podcast. Be a solution. Talk about the outcome you can provide. To wrap up, here's a couple strategies to enhance your interview performance. Practice active listening. Show that you're engaged by nodding, maintaining eye contact, and responding thoughtfully to the interviewer's question. Easier said than done, right? Number two, use the STAR method. Structure your responses to behavioral questions using the STAR method: situation, task, action, result. Use that format to provide clear and concise examples. Again, you don't have to wait for someone to tell you this is a STAR question to give a STAR response. Showcase your unique value. Identify what sets you apart from other candidates and highlight these unique strengths throughout the interview. And of course, follow up. Send a thank you, handwritten thank you note if you can, if it's a local company or you know how to get a hold of the person, or thank you email within 24 hours, briefly expressing your appreciation for the opportunity and reiterating your interest for the role. There you have it. There's different interview vibes. I've seen all of these many times. Each one of these probably has an aspect of it that's good in some way, and each of these has an aspect that can really hurt your candidacy. You can listen through again, or maybe you've been writing down which of these is you or a little bit of you. This is a great way to improve how engaging you are during an interview and make a positive impact by rounding out yourself and your abilities and being someone who brings their personality, brings their skills, their understanding of the company, and a clear idea of the impact they can have on the organization to the interview. That's the most important part. Go to jobinterviewexperience.com. Check out what I'm offering, whether it be the newsletter, one-on-one interview coaching, resume help, mock interviews, career insight. Please leave a review, especially on Spotify, Audible, or Apple Podcasts. If you've had a five-star experience listening to the Job Interview Experience, if you enjoyed this episode, I do ask in return you do me a small favor. Go leave a five-star review. Go type out a review on how this has impacted you, what you've learned, what you like about it. It's a great way to support me, support the show, and let me know how things are going. Thanks a bunch. Thank you for listening to the Job Interview Experience.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Imagine a world where your technology helps you rather than hinders you. Together, we can power your tech strategy with one platform and infinite possibilities. At NCR Voyix, we help you build differentiated experiences that make sense for your retail, restaurant, and banking businesses. Let's define the future of commerce together. Learn more at ncrvoyix.com. ncrvoyix.com.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Making your cat happy is a number one priority. Priority number two is keeping a clean litter box. Fresh Step Outstretch Litter helps you do both. Fresh Step Outstretch Litter traps waste at the surface with less crumbles and absorbs more waste and odor compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Find Fresh Step Outstretch Litter at a store near you today. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.